Before we go anywhere, let's have a word of prayer. Let's ask God to speak to our hearts as we go into our message this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. God, we thank you for your Son that you gave us as a gift to us. Lord, today I pray that if there's someone here within the sound of my voice that is yet to accept you as our Lord and Savior, I pray, Lord, that they would accept the most greatest gift of all. And we ask you these things in your name. Amen. The thought behind the gift. In the book of John, chapter number 1, we see here that Jesus has always been. And it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the light was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now we understand from this scripture that Jesus has always been. And because of that, he's always been in the presence of his Father. But there's something that took place in heaven. God wanted us, for you and for me, to have God. Well, let me put it to you this way. God wanted to create a people so that the people would accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. So what did God do? Well, he gave us his Son. His Son came down in the form of a baby. He was born to us. And because of that, we are able to accept him as our Lord and Savior. I want to take in consideration this morning, consider the gift that God has given you. You know, so often we go through our lives, we celebrate birthdays, we have Christmas and things like that. And we take all these gifts in, and we unwrap them, and we put them on the shelf, or we play with them from time to time. But do we really take into consideration of what that person has done for us at that point in time? There, is, again, has been a great sacrifice, probably financially, on that individual's part, where they say, hey, I'm going to, whether I have the money or not, I want to be a blessing to this individual, and I want to go out, and I want to purchase them a gift. Do we take in that type of consideration where somebody's, hey, I'm going to give up some of my time with my family and I'm going to go out and purchase so-and-so a gift? We need to consider the gift that God has given us. Why do I say that we need to consider the gift? Because we live in a world today that there are so many folks around us, and I can't even give you the number, but there are so many folks around us that is yet to consider the gift that God gave us from his Son. Well, what do you mean they haven't considered it? Well, they have yet to accept that gift that God has given them. And so it doesn't even register in their minds what Christ has done and what God has done for them in their life. And so for you and I, what we need to do in our lives, even though when we go through and we open up our presence, but even go beyond that, we have accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, take time to consider the gift. Well, what do you mean by that? Take time to appreciate it. Take time to allow it to come into your heart, your soul, and your mind to really ponder every thought process that has taken place for you to have that gift. There's been a lot of consideration that was given for you to receive it. Now we need to consider the gift that was given to us that we've accepted and take time to appreciate the very thing that people have given us. That gift that I was talking about that happened years ago, I was probably at the age of 12 or maybe 13 years of age where I received that box of chocolates from my father. I know that sounds like a Forrest Gump reference, but it's not. But I received those things, and I, to this day, I still consider the thought process that took place. Now, only he knows. I don't know what took place in his life for him to do that at this point in time. But I still, to this day, consider the thought that was taken from me that day. The thing that I want us to look at this morning is the choice of the gift. Turn your Bibles to the book of John chapter 3. I know we read this verse from time to time. We read it a lot. But I'm just going to read this for you because it is Christmas and this is what God has put on my heart today. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So we see from this verse that God did what for us? He gave. Well, when you look at the terms he gave, what is he doing? He's giving you a present, is he not? That's what he's giving you. And we see in Scripture that every good gift cometh from above in James chapter 1, verse number 17. So we see this, that Christ is the gift. Now, God gave us Christ, but we have to receive Christ. The choice of the gift. Do you realize that when someone gives us a gift, we have a choice to make? Do you guys realize that? I was at home last night and Friday night with my family, and I had gifts given to me, and I had a choice to make. Am I going to open these gifts, or am I going to let these gifts stay closed and take them home and not have them, let them be a part of my life in any way whatsoever? Sounds like an easy choice to make, doesn't it? So I made that choice. I made it last night. I made it Friday night. And I decided to open up the gift that was given me. I accepted those gifts. Dad was talking about Friday night. He said, as long as we're willing and able to give gifts, we're going to give them. And me being the smart child that I am, I said, as long as we're able to receive those gifts, we're going to take them. See, that's a choice that we have to make. And that is a choice so often that folks are neglecting in our world today. We got to understand, God gave us his gift. His gift is the Son of God. It's Jesus Christ. He's given his gift to the world, and the world has a decision to make. Am I going to accept this gift that was so graciously given to me, or am I going to reject the gift that there was so much sacrifice given and I don't want anything to do with it? Think about this. Has anybody ever rejected a gift that you have given them? Could you imagine? Let's think about this. Think about this. Let's put it into terms. Q, let's just say last night we met. And by the way, we met last night. And let's just say, Q, you decided you put a lot of consideration, you put a lot of thought, and you said, you know, I'm going to give Chad and Chris a gift. And we love them so much. They're such great folks. And all God's people said amen. And thank you. I had to fish for that one. But Q, he goes out and he purchased this gift, and he decided, hey, I'm going to give this to you guys. I really love you guys, and I want you to have this. Could you imagine just for a second, Q, if I said, thanks, but no thanks? What would that do for you? Well, you'd probably feel humiliated. You'd probably feel, wow, Chad doesn't really care for me. Chad doesn't really like me. Chad has nothing to do with me. You know, that might be the thought process that God might be taking in place in the lives of folks who have rejected his Son. Why would they reject him? I have freely given it to them. I have given them everything, and all they have to do is choose to accept this great gift that I have given them. But God created us with a free will. That's the amazing thing that we have. God's created us with a free will. And so because of that gift, there's a thought behind the gift. There's a consideration of the gift. Now there's a choice of the gift. It's up to you and I to say, yes, I'm going to accept it or I'm going to reject it. I didn't see anybody in my family Friday night or last night reject any gift that was given them. As a matter of fact, if somebody was to reject a gift that was given to them, please forgive me how I say this, but something might be wrong upstairs. Something's not right. Because somebody has taken a lot of time and a lot of consideration and a lot of thought process has taken for you to have this gift. But think about this. Thousands, if not maybe millions a day, are rejecting the gift that God has given to this world. All we have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to accept it. It's a gift. It's funny, in Scripture it says that he came and he was wrapped in swaddling clothes in the book of Luke chapter 2. He was wrapped. What do we do with presents that are unwrapped? Are wrapped. We unwrap them. And so often in our society today, Christ is still wrapped in a lot of lives of people in a society. They have said, you know what? Thanks for this gift, but I'm just going to put it over there, and when it comes time, I might unwrap it. Sometimes it doesn't work that way. God only gives us so many chances to accept that gift. We have no idea when that last time will be. That's why it's important when that gift is given to you, when God's knocking on your door, you accept it. You accept it. The choice is yours. the condition of the gift. Remember, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." This is his only Son that he has ever had. And what does he do? He sacrifices his Son's life, his own Son. He gives him up so that you and I could have him. There's a choice behind the gift, and now there's the condition of the gift. I remember growing up and receiving gifts from time to time in my life, and there are some times where my gifts came with conditions. You mean your folks were mean and they gave you conditions on the gift? Well, if they got us something that required batteries or stuff like that, and we broke them and things like that, they said, "Hey, if you break it, you're on your own. Tough luck, Charlie." So there was conditions. What was that condition? That condition for us was to take care of that gift. Again, to appreciate what somebody has done for us. So often we get these gifts and we don't treasure the condition that we have them in. Why do I say that? How many times in our life, you and I, let's just say for everybody that's in here, everybody's saved. I'm just going to say everybody in here is saved this morning. Now that's between you and God. But God has given us a gift, and that gift comes with conditions. Because now we've made that choice, we've accepted that gift, and now we have to take on the condition of that gift, and now our lives are totally different. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, because we've accepted that gift, now we are His, and here's the conditions. We are to live holy, and we are to live righteous before Him. Those are the conditions. Well, I don't like those conditions. Hey, you have accepted Him. You've accepted His way of salvation. You got out of hell. You're no longer going to hell. Now you're going to heaven. And now you have become a representation of Christ. And so now, because of that, we have certain conditions, certain criteria that we have to meet in our life because we are now believers. And so now, because of this gift, there is a condition that we are to live by. We're to live holy, and we're to live righteous for Him. You're saying this morning, "But Chad, I can't do that, and I fail from time to time." You know what? Who hasn't failed in here? Who has not failed in your life as a believer? The most important thing that you can do as a believer, if you were to fail, is to get up. Stop wallowing in your pity. Stop wallowing in your sorrow. Get off the floor and get right back at it. And start, again, living holy and living righteous for Him. Can that be done in our society today? Yes, it can. But it goes back to the choice that we talked about. We can either say, "No, I'm not going to live for Him. I haven't got His gift, but I'm going to continue to go my way." The condition of the gift, we're to live holy and we're to live righteous for Him. My daughter got some gifts last night that came with conditions. Again, the same conditions that came with me when I was a young child. You break it, you're out of tough luck there. You're on your own. "But Dad, where am I going to get the money to replace it?" "Get a job." "But Dad, I'm only 13. "Get a paper out." No, I wouldn't do that to her. I had a paper out. But the condition of the gift, live holy and righteous for the gift. Number four I want to give to you this morning is we are to care for the gift. Again, the gift that I was given a year ago from my father and from my mother, I care for that gift. Because I don't know the thought that went behind it, but I kind of do. But now that I have received it, now it's up to my job to care for it. What do you mean? It's just a jacket. To me, it's everything. To me, it's everything. To me, it's precious. And so when it's raining outside, I don't want to wear it because it might get wet. And if I'm around on a sharp object, I do everything I can to suck my gut in, to tiptoe around it so I don't get snagged on it and stuff like that. I try to take care of that gift because of the thought that was behind it. What I want to tell you this morning about why do we need to take care of the gift that we have today from God? Because the gift that we have within us is living. Do you realize the gift that you've accepted from Christ the day you got saved is a living, ongoing gift that you'll experience for the rest of your life? My sister did something for me Friday night. And again, I don't know the thought process behind her. She's a little bit different. I love her anyway. But and I'll show you here in a little bit. But my sister, she got me a gift. We draw names, and it was this year. It was her turn to get me, and I got her a few years ago. And I got her the greatest gift that she's ever received in her life. I gave her a mug with my picture on it. I gave her a calendar with my picture on it. I mean, she received that gift so willingly. But anyway, she had me again, and I was kind of nervous. Great, am I going to get something? Am I going to get a lot of portraits of my sister that I got to have to post on my refrigerator and stuff like that? I'm kind of scared. But I opened up this gift, and my sister gave me, it was a certificate. It says, you are in this something, yada, 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 but for the next 12 months, you're going to receive a new pair of socks in the mail. And so for the next 12 months, I'm still getting a gift from my sister. Amen? I'm wearing them right now this morning. It's pretty nice. I got two of them. I know, don't get jealous of them. But that is the second time that my sister has gotten me a pair of socks. The first time was when she was in college. She came back for Christmas break, and she got me a pair of blue Argyle socks with a pair of those bug-eyed glasses. I remember those things, and I thought, wow, my sister went all out. Little did I know she spent $2 on me, but it was a thought that was behind the gift. But this gift that she gave me Friday night is a gift that I'm going to receive for the next 12 months of my life. And I am to take care of that gift that she's given me. The gift that we have within us is living. And that gift is Jesus Christ. And we ought to take the utmost care for him, because he's inside us. The Holy Spirit is inside us this morning. And we need to take care of him. Well, how do we need to take care of him? That is for you to answer. You know your life. You know how you live for him. You know how you don't live for him. And that is for you to answer, and for me not to point everything out in your life, because only you know and God knows. But we are to take care of the gift that he has given us. Cherish that gift. Treasure that gift. Admire that gift. Take care of it. The other thing that we are to do, number five, I have 8 points this morning, is to carry the gift. You know, we this morning, we have a responsibility to carry the gift that is living inside of us. We just don't take that gift that has been given to us and just leave it behind. Again, I didn't see any kid that was in our household Friday night leave any of their gifts behind. They carried it with them. They took it with them. Do you realize that's what we're supposed to do with Christ? Carry him with us. Take him with us. Don't leave him behind. You mean we can leave Christ behind in our life if we ever believe it? Yeah, it's your choice. It's your choice. You can sit there and say, you know, I choose to put on Christ today, or I choose to put him off today. But let me share this with you. Christ has always been there for you. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So when it comes with that, why would we say, you know what, today's the day I'm not going to carry Christ with me. We need to carry the gift that he has given us. Don't leave it behind. And carry it with us wherever we go. Don't leave him out. You know, the Holy Spirit only works on your behalf. He's waiting for permission in your life to do the work in your life. I don't know about you, but I can't fathom that. I really can't. The God who spoke everything to existence is waiting for you to give him permission to do the work in your life. Carry Christ wherever you go. Remember, you are an ambassador of Christ. You represent him. This gift that God has given us is so precious. And this is a gift, again, that we don't want to leave behind, and we want to carry it with us wherever we go. Be proud of that gift. I have shared with you this morning some gifts that were given to me that I still carry with me within my memory if I don't have them anymore. And I carry them with me, and I'll carry them with me until the day that I'm gone from this earth. And that is what we need to do in our life with Christ. Carry him with us wherever we go. Don't leave him on the bookshelf. Don't forget about him, because, again, he is a living gift in your life. Carry him with you. The other thing I want to share with you this morning is the compassion of the gift. Remember, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave. I think of the word love and I think of the word compassion behind it. He had compassion for me even before I even existed into this world. I cannot fathom that. I've been on this earth for 41 and a half years. And to me, it seems as if I've always been here. But I haven't. And even before I was born, he loved me. And he had compassion. The compassion of the gift given to us by God, was given to us in love. Every gift that I have received in my childhood life, even in my adulthood, let me say this correctly, my adulthood life has been given to me out of love and out of compassion for me. The compassion of the gift. See, we don't take these things into consideration the way that we should. The sacrifices that's behind the gift, the motivation that's there behind the gift. And so we have the compassion of the gift, and it's given to us in love. God would not give us his son if he did not love us. God would not give us his son this morning if he did not have any type of compassion for you and for me. When you think about that, and you think about the simplicity of that, you'll begin to understand the awesomeness of how that really is. The compassion that is behind the gift. My mother and my father, they go out every single year and they'll buy for every single individual that's in their house. That's impossible. There's a gazillion of you springers. Yeah, they do it because of the love and the compassion they have for us. No different than God having love and compassion given us his son. The compassion that is behind the gift. With every gift that we have received, there has been a cost. Whether it be financially or something we've given up sacrificially, but there's always a cost in the gift. The gift that was given to us, for God so loved the world that he gave us his son. He has given us something so precious, but it came at a cost. Think about that. There's your love. There's your compassion. Well, what was the cost of this gift that God has given us? Think about this in your mind. How many of you would be willing to give up your children so that the world could be saved? See, that's the unselfishness of God. There was a cost. That cost meant that his son, who knew no sin, took sin upon him, died for you and me, and for a brief second, maybe even a little bit longer, the father saw his son die and had to turn his back on his own son. What a great cost. And this is a gift that should be so dear and so precious to us. There's a cost. I can't tell you how much money my father and my mother spent this year. It's probably $500,000. I don't know. I have no idea, but when you buy for that many people, there's a cost. There are some things that they were willing to go without for a short period of time so that we can experience that gift that they have given us. There is a cost that they were willing to go out and sacrificially give up financially. But the cost that God gave us was far more beyond finances. It was his very own son that he gave to this world. The cost of the gift. The gift that God gave us came to us at a great cost. And that was at the life of his son. Now, the cashing in of the gift. If you guys caught in, I've given you all C's. The cashing in of the gift. Again, it kind of goes back to the choice of the gift. We can either choose or we can accept the gift. But the gift of Jesus Christ in our lives is the most valuable thing that you and I will have ever acquired. And we have the ability to cash in on that gift. Again, well, what do you mean by cashing in on it? Receiving it. You know, Pastor gave an illustration a couple weeks ago about He got a $20 bill out of his pocket, and he so graciously gave that up and gave that to an individual here in the church, and she cashed in on it. I don't know what she did with it, but she probably put it to good use, and she took that gift and used it to the best of her ability. Am I wrong on that, Ben? Ben's not in here this morning. I thought I'd seen him. But she cashed in on the gift. And the gift that we have today, we need to cash in on it. What do you mean? We need to claim it. See, that gift that he gave her a few weeks ago would have done her no good if it was to stay in her wallet or to stay in her billfold or to stay in her purse. What makes that gift valuable? She had to cash in on it. She had to put it to use. The gift that we have received from God, his Son, we have to cash in on it. We have to put him to use in our life. These are simple things that, again, that we might not think about from time to time. But these are things that are important or should be important in our life. The greatest thing about this gift, as I recall going back and rehearsing throughout my childhood, thinking about the gifts that were given to me, to me, they have not lost value. To the world, yes, they have no value anymore. To me, they still have the utmost value. I still love them, whether they're in my presence or not. I still have cherished them, and I'm thankful for everything that went into it. But the gift that I have received on April the 25th of 1986 is the greatest gift that I'll ever receive. I'm going to leave you with this thought. It will never lose its value. It will never lose its value. And he'll never ask for it back. It's ours for eternity.